Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a preacher, teacher, lecturer, and author. He lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching is entitled On Death and Dying.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob gave his sons this charge. Since I am about to be taken to my people, bury me with my fathers in the cave that lies in the field of Ephron the Hittite, the cave in the field of Machpelah, facing on Mamre, in the land of Canaan, the field that Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite for a burial ground. There Abraham and his wife Sarah are buried, and so are Isaac and his wife Rebekah. And there too I buried Leah, the field and the cave in it that had been purchased from the Hittites. Now that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers became fearful and thought, suppose Joseph has been nursing a grudge against us and now plans to pay us back in full for all the wrong we did him. So they approached Joseph and said, before your father died, he gave us these instructions. You shall say to Joseph, Jacob begs you to forgive the criminal wrongdoing of your brothers who treated you so cruelly. Please, therefore, forgive the crime that we, the servants of your father's God, committed. When they spoke these words to him, Joseph broke into tears. Then his brothers proceeded to fling themselves down before him and said, let us be your slaves. But Joseph replied to them, have no fear. Can I take the place of God? Even though you meant harm to me, God meant it for good to achieve his present end, the survival of many people. Therefore, have no fear. I will provide for you and for your children. By thus speaking kindly to them, he reassured them. Joseph remained in Egypt together with his father's family. He lived 110 years. He saw Ephraim's children to the third generation, and the children of Manasseh's son, Machir, were also born on Joseph's knees. Joseph said to his brothers, I'm about to die. God will surely take care of you and lead you out of this land to the land that he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then putting the sons of Israel under oath, he continued, when God thus takes care of you, you must bring my bones up with you from this place. Joseph died at the age of 110. The word of the Lord. With this text today, we bring our readings from the book of Genesis to a close. And we witness here the death of Jacob and the death of Joseph. And they can both teach us something about death and dying, one of the great mysteries of life, about which much could be said. One of the first things of which we are aware is the sense of family, the sense of solidarity, Jacob's desire to be buried with his family, where Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah and Leah had been buried. Even in death, the awareness already of a certain community among the saints, we might say, among the blessed, among those who have gone before us. This sense of ancestry, a communion with them, but even beyond our own ancestry. ancestral line, a sense of being embedded with a larger community than I myself am. And thus, although in one way our own dying is very much something that is ours, and in that sense alone, in another sense, we are never alone, even in dying. And the need we have to be aware that we are part of a larger family into which we move at the moment of death. Jacob is aware of that family, and so is Joseph, who asks that his bones also be taken with them when the day may come when they go to the land of promise. Another thing we learn about dying, however, comes in the story of Joseph. And that is the need at the end of life to bring some closure to it, the need for reconciliation, if that need be there. We find that need for closure in Jesus' own dying, when on the cross he says, "John, behold your mother. Mom, behold your son." In other words, he brings a closure also by seeing that those left behind are taken care of. Again, that sense of care and solidarity and community, which we find here in Joseph. Even at this point, the brothers, preoccupied with themselves, are willing to tell a lie for their own self-protection. But Joseph is forgiving. He sees none of it. Once again, tears come to his eyes. And he says, "Do not fear, for indeed I have forgiven you. How could I not forgive you? God forgives." And this has all been part of the great mystery of God, of the providence of God. So as we reflect upon death and dying, one thing we learn from this story of Jacob's death and Joseph's is the need to be aware that we are all part of a bigger picture, part of a larger community, and that desire in our heart is to embed ourselves even more deeply in that community of faith, that wider human family, as well as our own personal family history. But along with that, what accompanies it as we move closer and closer to that final hour, in order to bring closure, is the need in us to forgive whatever may need to be forgiven, to desire reconciliation, and whether it fully comes or not, to forgive anyone against whom we might not yet have forgiven whatever bit of grudge we might still carry. And so being freed from any grudge, any hostility, any anger that we have, being freed of that, we are now free to enter into this wider family, but also in another way, into God. And so death and dying are the process within which we enter more deeply into God and God's very own life. And there, in God, we find the truth about ourselves, the truth that God sees, and we discover anew the tremendous mercy and love of God.